for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
After 50 years, Motel 6 is still saving people more for what they travel for. Book at Motel6.com. We'll leave the light on for you.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have the sight, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Something may be wrong with that track. I just heard what it sounded like, Dan in the middle there.
Yeah, he sounded like a balloon with its air escaping.
I wasn't doing
that. That's not part of the original CD, I hope. Which, by the way, that is a great CD. It's called
Stardust.
Stardust, that's right. Yeah. Willie Nelson.
I thought that was Frank.
No. Oh, you mean talking right now?
No. Singing the song.
Oh, singing the song. It does sound a little bit
he
like
said
that.
It was him.
Oh.
Yeah,
sorry.
He told us. We believe everything he says.
Sorry to ruin it for everybody. Yeah. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Happy Friday, everybody. It's great to have you with us today on a warm Friday afternoon. And
is this Friday, Bill?
It is Friday, Dan. So put that out there. I had a moment before you guys all went out. Some of these guys go out and they smoke. I don't know what's
all
wrong
the cool
with
kids
them.
Are doing it, Bill. You join us.
Come on, yeah. Bill.
So I walk around here to where
square.
I put all my stuff, and I couldn't find my phone. And I thought, oh, well, it's in my little bag that I bring in here. I look, and it wasn't in there. And all of a sudden,
panic mode.
Oh my gosh! It's one of those. Yeah, your heart just starts beating 1,000 miles a minute. Oh my God, because everything's in the phone.
Oh, I must tap my pocket. Well, I mean, that's what I claim.
You
I'm just tapping
your
my pocket. But yeah, I must do that. A dozen times a day just to make sure it's in there.
And I went out to the car. And I looked around, and I couldn't find it in the car. That's when I really started.
Uh-oh.
And I came back in here, and I'm walking around, and I'm thinking, well, I can't imagine. So I retraced my steps, and I went back out to the car a second time, and I looked just a little bit deeper. I looked at you got that little thing in the middle there, the only open up,
yeah.
And you can store
the
a bunch of crap. Right. And I guess before I came in here, I stopped by the gas station, got a beverage, and...
Better not say what it is.
I threw it in there.
We're in New York.
And and I found it. So I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Because that's everything's on there.
There's a great picture I saw online the other day. It said it had an arrow pointing down to that spot in between that middle console and your seat. And
it
called it the black hole.
Yeah, it is the black hole.
It is.
Once anything goes in there, boy, good luck trying to get it back.
Your hands don't fit.
I know.
Well, yeah. Your hands don't fit down the side, and then you try to get there under the
through
seat.
The back.
You have to go through the back.
But but then sometimes there's a little wall there from the seat, and it's like, oh. And there's like tiny little...
Especially if it's like
opening.
A quarter or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone.
Now, yep. See, my area right there in the middle, it's all for like receipts and stuff. Like,
but we're
like,
talking on the sides of the middle thing.
In between your seat
and...
Yeah,
no, I know
what
you're talking about. I've moved on. I'm moving on.
You're past that.
I'm trying to evolve the conversation.
So tell us about all your receipts.
No. We're not finished, Bill. We're not finished with what
I just said, that's
about.
What I put right there in the middle. It's a bunch of... And then you just got to... You dump it out every 6 months or something like that.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with the receipts? Do you throw them away?
I throw them away. Yeah. And why do fast food places give you receipts? Are you going to return?
Well, I have to have a receipt because if I use a debit card, I have to subtract it out of my checking account.
Oh,
I can't remember.
That and also, if you're taking someone, I mean, if you're taking someone to lunch and it's a business lunch and you take them, you're
tax
probably not going
to
take them. Yeah, not going to take them to a
fast
food
place.
You
keep receipts for 6 months and you dump them? Why don't you just throw them away at the time?
Yeah.
Because I'm in the car. It's a lot easier to just toss it in the thing.
I saved mine for a year.
I don't save any receipts.
If I go to, let's just throw some Jack in the Box, I get a few tacos and they give me a receipt, what am I going to do with that?
Put it in the bag.
Well, you don't
Aren't
need
you
going to
throw the bag
cash.
Away eventually?
Yeah, but they usually hand me the receipt with the change.
Okay.
So
you can't put the receipt in the bag? Oh, that's too hard.
Yeah, I throw those away, the cash.
I do too. I throw them away in the middle compartment. Oh, that's going to be a great
show today.
You
should try losing a phone in your purse. I have
dug
through that purse. I'm like, oh, it's gone. And then I have to have somebody call me. And then I've done this a half a dozen times now where I'm on the stupid cell phone and I'm looking all over my house for my cell phone.
I do that. And I did that one time. I was talking to my sister. And I have a little holster that I wear on the side. And I stuck my hand down there and I said, hold on a second. I have got to find my phone. I can't find my phone.
And you're talking
on it. You're on the phone.
Oh, boy.
No, it's sad, isn't it?
I know.
But I have an excuse. I have a home phone, too. So I could technically be on the home phone and looking for the... But
no, you don't have an excuse.
No, there's no excuse.
I think it's old age and stress.
How many purses do you have? I'm just curious.
I have about
three. I actually probably have three or four, but I use one until it dilapidates, and then I put all the...
Dilapidates?
Until it gets dilapidated, and then I put it in a new one.
We should have Tina empty her purse out on the counter and take a picture of what else.
No, but... I had the last one, I think, for 3 years, and then this one I've been using for, I don't know, 6 months.
Well, you can't be typical, though. I don't. Most women have a...
And then I have one that
purses.
Goes over your shoulder, a little one that I take, like if I'm going to a sporting event or something where I don't want to have a purse.
Right.
You have a smaller one, a small little
shoulder bag.
Yeah, and
then I have
bag.
A plain one that I had from a long time ago that's not dilapidated, but it was too little, so I just hung it up.
Yeah. But you're not typical, though. Don't you think most women have more than four purses?
I have no idea.
Aren't
but
they
kind of so
like
expensive.
Shoes?
It's just like... 30 some there's purses that are $100 and
oh,
then
I
and
think
then
they
if you get the
a lot
well
for,
if
oh,
you
yeah.
get a name brand I'm right. talking about just like at Kohl's or something right, yeah. where it's like somebody's name like Jennifer Lopez purses but if yeah those Dooney and Burks and whatever else they call those things those are hundreds and hundreds
Coach
but I won't pay more than $25 for a purse that's just ridiculous
all right
good for you
I'm a cheap ass.
Oh, I don't think you can say that.
Yes, I can.
I think that's
allowed. Tina can. She's the dirtiest one on the show. So
that is true.
She says whatever she wants.
I have noticed. And getting dirtier, by the way. Every week,
Thank
it
you.
Seems. You're welcome. I'll give you the telephone numbers here, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS, as we do every Friday. Start the show. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say?
Oh, boy.
Ladies first? No? Nothing?
Nothing, Tina?
Come on.
Our band is playing tomorrow.
Purse story,
oh, yes, our band is playing tomorrow. And it's the first time at this new place, and we're going to be outside. It's called Shea, Maryland. It's in Alton.
Mm.
So we really need, you know, people to come so she doesn't think we're a bunch of, you know, low-lives.
It's spelled
I think there's
going to
be easy. Yeah, Maryland.
Pronounced
but I think there'll be people from Illinois that don't want to come and see us. You know.
Now, is that near the Great River Road?
It is.
Yes, it is.
It's kind of like if you're by the boat,
cool
you go in
there.
A block or two. It's on some main downtown street or something.
All right.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. We're going to be outside, and Dan has lights that he purchased
Whoa,
for the band.
Oh, lights for the band.
Yes,
they are nice. They look like real high-tech, like, you know.
Lights.
Really important.
They're the real deal.
Well, you know, I've seen bands where it's like, holy cow, did you make those out of coffee cans? Some people, I think, do.
Or Christmas lights.
Yeah,
you around.
Know, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're pretty cool. I'm excited.
It's to be
new
a
place.
Big deal. All right.
It is kind of a big deal.
All right. So that's Tina. What about you, Dan? You got anything? That's not
no,
band,
that's,
band
yeah, no, that was mine, too. Mine was going to be that we're playing
Remember
tomorrow.
Remember on Fridays, Peon, they used to actually have contributions?
Other things.
Remember that used
Sorry.
To be? And then,
8 till midnight.
And
yeah.
then it was, it's always
I've been babysitting. I've been just doing... But then nobody wants to hear about that.
Yeah, you're right.
I haven't had a moment where I just sat around and, like, can't even print off stories to bring
I out. Hurt my knee. Do you ever do something and you're not really sure when you did it or how you did it, and all of a sudden it's swollen? And my knee has been swollen for 1 week.
I thought you told me you knew what you did, though.
I think. I'm trying to figure
out. You were moving heavy things.
I'm pretty sure.
That would be
I bent down and I kind of twisted.
Bent down and twisted.
I was. You know
what? What is it that hurts?
It's that crazy new Chevy Checker song.
I know. Bend down and twist. I was cleaning out. We have this room that we added onto our house, and and we're in a split level. So when you're in a split level, you have no storage.
Right.
So there was plenty of room underneath that room that we added on, so I made that into a big storage room. So it's about the size of a half of a basement in a house. And I decided to clean that out because we have a lot of the pool stuff in there and some other things. And then...
Yeah, he has a pool.
I just look around in this stuff, and I start pulling the crap out and just cleaning it out, throwing stuff away that we haven't seen, touched or used for a year or two. And I bent down, and I kind of twisted, I think. And it's like this was on a Sunday, and Monday, my knee was all swollen, and it hurts like... unbelievable.
Well, you're kind of an old man now.
I am not old, Bill.
It could be from going up and down the steps.
No. I don't know what it is. But I've had surgery on this knee before, so.
I do that. I think I wake up like, you know, the middle of the night, use the bathroom or whatever, and I like bump into a door or do something like that, and then you wake up and you... I think that's where the majority of my injuries come from.
Yeah, when I have to go, I usually asleep. Put my hands out there and I'm feeling around for, you know, the walls and stuff. Yeah.
Mm. I have done that before. I've walked into the wall before and I've walked into the door. I'm really bad when I first wake up.
All right.
What about you guys?
What about
I got Eon, I got a couple things, Bill.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Here, as always, to save the segment, Eon the Peon.
Oh, thank you very much, Bill.
Always prepared.
First thing, I saw that this may be coming back as a fashion for men, and I sincerely hope that it does not actually take place. They're apparently bringing back in my day, when I was a kid, we called it tight rolling your pants or jeans. I don't know if you guys, this had to be, I guess, the early 80s.
Just the bottoms.
Yes. You would you would fold over the cuff and then you'd roll it up three or four
that
times.
That's the early 90s, right?
Early 80s. No, I would say this is
I'm sorry. You're right.
Mid 80s. Yeah, mid 80s.
So kind of punk?
Yes, but now they're saying that these cropped or rolled pants are coming back and they showed pictures of these guys with the wearing these tight rolls, and
No.
It was an awful. Oh my gosh!
And what shoes are they wearing? Like
maybe a girl could get
or?
Away with that, but not a guy.
Oh yes,
sandals,
well, I think in the picture I saw some guys are wearing loafers with no socks with the crop.
Boat shoe look.
Didn't they do that? And you see that a lot in the 50s too, right? Where they rolled their pants.
They would
up
roll
on the
it. They wouldn't tight roll it though. We call it tight rolling because instead of just grabbing the jeans or whatever and just rolling it up, you would actually fold over the very bottom and make it so it was tighter than the actual cuff. So
right.
I don't know. I hope I don't start
remember
seeing that
the
around.
Pants that the women wore in the '80s that looked like those MC Hammer pants. They were
around
the ankles
and the parachute pants.
Oh.
Yeah.
They don't look good on anyone. I have no idea why we wore those.
Now, in what decade were the, they used to call them, they were called jams. What were they?
Jams, that was probably 90s? Around the 80s,
oh, too. Okay.
What's a jam?
Jams were like swimming shorts. They were loud and colorful and...
They came down, I guess, just past your knee, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they
aren't
were
those just
short? Real loud
well,
neon.
They were a little... No, they weren't just shorts.
They were a little longer.
Right.
They were almost like... what do women call those pants?
And he's right.
Capris.
Capris. Very decorative. Very loud.
Yes.
Really? Almost as long as capris.
I don't remember those at all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's another one that needs to stay at rest.
Stay away. Stay away.
Second thing I have, I know you guys all make fun of me because from time to time, well, I haven't even said what it is yet, but from time to time, I'll bring up my email here on the
And you never delete
room,
anything.
And I never delete anything.
Good Lord.
All in my inbox, I think on my Gmail right now, says 14,000 emails or something.
14,000 emails?
I just never deleted emails. I read all the ones I need to read, and I just keep them.
Doesn't that take up a bunch of space?
Yeah, but Gmail...
But you
Gmail
can archive
you,
anyway.
Yeah, Gmail gives you like 8 gigabytes. I mean, I'm only like halfway through. And
but it eats up the space on your computer.
No. All that's in the cloud. Yeah, that's
why
not
do
on
you not
really?
Delete email?
Why doesn't
well,
he do
I
anything?
Don't know. I've never...
This is the guy that... I saw his house before he moved in himself. I saw his house before he did.
Some would say it's laziness, but it's not really that much effort to delete an email. I just like having records of anything. So it's leading me to my point. Last night, I logged into... I haven't used Hotmail in forever. You know, that was the big email at
right.
the, you know,
MSN,
whatever, almost
MSN.
10 years ago.
Yes.
So I had to log into my Hotmail last night, And I never deleted anything on that. So it was kind of fun. I went back to see how far back my emails went back to. It went all the way back to 2004. Yeah. So I can go back and read conversations.
You see all
that
the emails I sent you? Peon, why aren't you answering me?
It's
Peon,
just kind of fun to go back and be able to have an archive of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, because you never know when you need, hey, somebody said, hey, don't you remember I sent you or an address or something? That's why I just don't delete all of them, just in case I need to go back.
And you can
address.
Search.
Those people move probably
search.
Three times.
You can search through that stuff.
Yeah, you can search now. Bar. They have a search bar for any
Well, I have folders
thing.
For that.
Okay.
Like when I order something, I have a folder that says order confirmation.
Right. Well, you have a business, so I can see why you need something like that to separate.
You really wouldn't
personal.
Even have to. You could search in those search bars. Are pretty, you know, as long
yeah.
as you kind of know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Now, do you use a separate email account to sign up for things, like if you do anything online? Because I
no.
you mentioned.
You know what? I mentioned the other, this was 3 or 4 months ago. There's a website out there. It's called 10minutemail.com.
Oh.
And it gives you a random email address that you can use to sign up for stuff that you'll never need. You know, you won't necessarily need that correspondence through that email anymore.
Like if you right. want to join a, sign up for a contest or something. And
right.
they want it.
Yeah. So it's 10minutemail.com. And the number 10 and then minutemail.com, and I use that all the time, so you'll have to start using
it. Well, you mentioned Hotmail, but that's the Hotmail account. That's what I use when I sign up for things online, like things that I don't want
to oh,
be,
that's your
I
one.
Don't
want to
be bothered
that.
With any of the extra crap. So I, and like my Gmail, that's like my nice email. I don't get any, and they're the spam filter. If you're not on Gmail,
they're pretty good about
I think it's very good. I yeah. never hardly ever get any spam on that one. So.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
so your Gmail one is out there for everyone to see on Facebook. That's
yeah.
why I use that for crap, because anybody can find it anyway.
I guess. I don't know. If anybody wants to find anything,
yeah.
they can search
oh,
long,
sure.
long enough to find anything nowadays. So.
All right. At some point here, maybe when we come back, Peon is the master at stumbling onto funny videos online, and I know you all have heard him play certain audio videos and stuff, and he found a wonderful one, and you don't even need the visual, and it's a kid who he just had wisdom teeth surgery, right? He had his wisdom teeth
looks
removed.
To be about, I would guess, 14 or 15. And he's still under the effects of all the... Because I think they knocked him out totally to do it. So,
oh, my goodness.
Do you remember that girl that had that done, too?
Yes, she was in the car,
yes.
I think. Yeah, yeah. We posted that one, too.
Oh, that was
so.
Hilarious. This one's just
so,
funny.
So get ready. When we come back, we'll play this for you. And it's really, really funny. So we'll have maybe the only funny thing you're going to hear in the 3 hours this afternoon. So you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. All right. What am I doing here now?
Going to
we're going to John Lana.
Yes,
is that right?
Which, yes, sir.
There's two of them here.
Well, there's one. It's
I
the
think we got him. John, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you, John?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you all doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good, John. I'm doing great.
Sorry, I didn't know what button to hit. Clearly, I got picked the right one.
Did you get the right button?
I did. That's why Woo-hoo. You can hear me.
What's doesn't that feel good when you hit the right button?
Indeed.
Oh. Sure does.
Tina.
What?
Tina, you all right?
I don't know. I'm just talking about the button.
Yeah.
The buttons. Yep, the buttons in life. But I'm telling you what.
Ooh. Push that button.
I did, lady.
Oh,
I did.
Wow.
Now, that was funny. Mm. That was funny. Guess who I just hung up with about 30 minutes ago?
Who?
On assignment. Frank.
Oh, Frank,
no.
Did he tell you where he is on assignment?
Yeah,
because
he
they
tell
never,
us.
They never tell us.
It's like
no.
a secretive,
no,
almost. No, he wouldn't tell you even.
He, I mean, do you think that he? I mean, I don't know. Can we say this on the air? That maybe he might be like with the CIA.
No, we can't say that on the air.
Ooh, like on that movie True Lies.
Huh?
Or would, Meet the Parents?
Wasn't that it with Arnold Schwarzenegger when his wife didn't even know he was like undercover?
Yeah, the Governator.
Yeah.
The Governator.
He's a piece of work. Well,
yes,
you know what?
But
I said, hey, we'll be talking later, so he just wanted to tell everyone hello.
Hi, Frank.
I think he misses me. I think he just likes to call me.
He just called you just out of the clear blue?
The funniest thing is, you know, call the cell phone and say, hey, do you have just a minute? Yeah, two things.
Oh, yeah.
It's never just a minute.
No.
And one of them was one of them, how much are those Corvettes that you have $10,000 off?
I mean, 20 to 30 minutes, and finally, like, going, you know, my ear hurts. I got the phone up to it for so long, you know? So I can't believe he hasn't come by to get one of those Corvettes.
Oh, he'll be by. Once he gets finished with the his assignment, whatever it is.
Undercover, Frank Opinion.
It's usually every Friday.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But hey.
Hey.
We got Bill.
That's right. What more do you want?
I need Frank.
I wouldn't say that.
But I can tell you what, we're having a great day here at Jenny Lawn Duff Chevrolet, selling a lot of cars and trucks. You know, we've been talking about leasing a lot lately, and it's really starting to catch on. It's amazing. A lot of consumers lease an import, but now there's some really wonderful programs by Ally Bank and GM Financial. Payments as low as $159 on Chevy Cruises. $179 on a Chevy Malibu.
Wow.
And $229 on a new Equinox. So pretty great lease payments, and that includes sales tax. Not personal property tax, but that does include sales tax and first payment. But it's a little warm out there today, kids.
Yeah, a little sunny out.
It's going to be a little sunny, a little warm.
I love it.
Is it nice and cool in the studio?
Always.
Yes.
It's
always
freezing. It's freezing in the studio.
It feels good.
The studio is unbelievably cold. What are you doing Father's Day, John?
Having a bunch of folks over to the house.
You going to barbecue?
I'm going to barbecue. Mimi and I will fight over barbecue, and she really loves to cook. She's a really good cook.
Well, it's Father's Day. You're not supposed to be cooking, though.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be kicking back.
Yeah.
I never kick back. You know, very rarely. I like to do, but I love to grill. I love grill whatever Mimi wants me to grill. I'll be grilling.
We'll go play washers or something.
Yeah. What are you all doing this weekend?
Not sure. We may go to my brother's house, and then my daughter wants to take me to Six Flags.
Hey, on Father's Day.
She has a...
maybe she can wheel you around because you get a wheelchair.
Yeah,
your knees all messed up. You can go to the front of the line then. Hey, there you go.
Does she really want to take you to Six Flags, or does she want to ride to Six Flags?
She probably wants to drive.
No, she wants to take me, but she knows that I won't get on all of the rides. I can't stand getting on Mr. Freeze.
Really? That one doesn't bother me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Except the front seat.
Okay, I do not do really good on the rides that go round and round and round.
No, your equilibrium gets messed up. You're all screwed up. You're walking around like Batman.
I like Batman. That one's very smooth, and it doesn't seem to jar you that much.
Okay, years and years and years ago. I'm talking about back in the... 70s and 80s, Chevrolet would rent the entire Six Flags.
Oh,
wow.
We would have our car opening events, so it would be in September when the new cars were being announced, right? And, you know, at like 6 o'clock, they'd have to clear everyone else out of there, and we would have the entire place to ourselves.
No lines?
Salespeople, the managers, the dealers, the families, and we had a great barbecue. There were coolers full of beer everywhere, which is really great. And they'd have about six rides open. There was one time we rode the Screaming Eagle eight times in a row.
Now that's the way to go.
Now it was unbelievable. I mean, in the last two or three times, the guy working the controls did his hand like keep going. We're like keep going, so he didn't even bring it to a stop. We just kept going. But the funniest thing was when a couple of great guys used to work here was Jim Lomax and Harvey Pilsen. And they were on that parachute where it takes you up, right?
They don't have that anymore, I don't know.
And then it drops you.
Yeah.
There's got to be 50, 60 plus people waiting, and it gets stuck. Halfway down, it goes, and it gets stuck. And these two guys are up there, I mean, they were crying, they were so nervous. They were like, get us down, and we're like, no, leave them up there, I'm telling you, when they finally came down, they were, just white as ghosts, sweating bullets. It was pretty funny.
My favorite ride right now is the Evel Knievel roller coaster.
Oh, yeah, that one I like.
That is.
We went out there.
It's a wooden roller coaster, but it's very smooth. It's really nice.
A smooth roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, Dan, that's what a lot of people say about you. They say you're smooth.
The smooth. Oh, yeah.
He's a smooth operator.
That's right. Smooth operator.
Sometimes they say about as smooth as jagged glass. But hey, we're going to be open really late tonight, okay, to take care of the most favorite listeners in the world that are AM and the PM. Please come in and mention that you listened to the show and met two or three people this morning that bought vehicles that are listeners. So, Bill, can't remember Bill's last name, talk about it.
Cleveland.
Great guy.
Oh, no, not Bill. Sorry. Another Bill. Sorry. I hope John knows your last name.
The door is always open for you here. hey, the phone number here is 314-837-1800. 837-1800. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, and 24/7, 365 at lunduff.com.
All right, John. All
right. Mary Beth, Ted is second of the team. All right, kids.
Have a good Father's Day.
Everyone else, fathers out there, have a great Father's Day. Enjoy yourself.
You too.
Bye, bye, kids.
See you.
Bye.
Oh, he said that. Bye.
Ooh,
bye.
Wow. Bye. Man.
Well, wow. Lord. All right. well, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we have the hilarious sounds of a young kid who just had oral surgery, had his wisdom teeth taken out, and he's very much under the influence, and it is hilarious. So we'll play that for you when we come back on the Big 550 KTRS.
And with a look at your afternoon commute, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland traffic. Hello, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Tina. Is Bill still got his headset on?
Yes, he does.
Hi, Bill.
Hello, Timmy.
I want to go back before Johnny was on a minute ago. You guys were talking about Google and Gmail.
Uh-huh.
And you said you hardly get any spam.
Yeah, through Gmail. That's correct.
How do you I come in every morning. I've got 121 spams on.
That's because you're looking at a lot of porno sites.
I'm not looking at anything. It's in your spam file, right?
You mean in your spam folder?
In my spam folder.
Oh, no. Bill's talking about
my inbox, in the inbox.
Oh.
He said they're pretty, they have that down pretty well where they filter all that to
and
your
really,
spam
how
folder.
Many do you have every day? I have three. Spam
really,
emails.
I have more than
no,
that.
No, I never have.
You mean in your spam folder?
Absolutely. Yep.
Boy, I'd like to know what you did. I mean, I've had Gmail for a long time, but I always have.
I've had it for probably about 4 years now, I guess. Wow. Something like that. I only maybe three or four. Yeah. Well,
maybe it is the porn.
There you go.
I don't know.
You feel better now, Tim?
I feel better.
What's going on?
All right, we have some slow traffic already on southbound 270 from Ladue all the way down through Big Bend. Westbound 44, an accident just after Highway 109. Downtown, it looks like eastbound 40 is slowing between Jefferson and Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're traveling westbound 70, look for some slow traffic in pockets from Zumbel out through T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report is brought to you by Exxon Fuels. At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline helps your engine get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Think clean. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
All right, Friday edition tonight. We'll look for you. Let's end the week together. We'll bribe you with prizes because we're told, well, it's the only way we're going to get you to listen. Games all 11 o'clock hour. Mark Sweeney comes in to talk comedy. He's at the Funny Bone. And Patty Duke talks years and years of great TV. It starts at 9. We'll see you then.
The Carney Show. Weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Recently here at KTRS, we redid our office space. And a special thanks to Facility Services Group for designing our new office space. They got rid of the old ratty cubicles and brought in brand new cubicles. And they fit with our current technology of all the data and internet access. They work with quality pre-owned products, 8 or better on a scale of 1 to 10. Also, it was free design and layout when they did our office furniture. If your company is growing and you need to expand or you want to get rid of the old ratty cubicles and get some new ones, Facility Services Group. Call them at 314-282-4441 and ask how they can help you save money, time, and aggravation. And go to KTRS.com and you can see a time-lapse video to see what they did to our offices. FacilityServicesNow.com or 314-282-4441. If you're looking for new cubicles and new office space, Facility Services Group or KTRS.com.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
How much time does it take each day to keep your skin looking beautiful? 1 hour? 30 minutes? 10 minutes? What if the best answer was to sleep on it? Announcing a unique breakthrough in skin science that can help reduce the signs of aging and the time you spend on your morning beauty routine while you sleep. It's called the Good Night Duo. Two doctor-formulated products that work together to enhance your skin's nighttime restorative cycle, visibly reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, leaving you with younger-looking skin. Call now to try it risk-free. 1-800-400-3181. Developed by Dr. Aaron Tabor, this unique duo is the complete skin rejuvenator, nourishing and restoring inside and out while you're fast asleep. The Good Night Duo, formulated following the highest safe beauty standards, is in limited supply. Get your risk-free trial of the Good Night Duo now by calling 1-800-400-3181. If lines are busy, please try again. 1-800-400-3181. That's 1-800-400-3181.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed. Because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Stock Workshop coming to Clayton, Chesterfield, and St. Louis. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book Rich Dad Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach you how to pick the right stocks every time, when to get into the market and when to get out, how to make money from stock you don't even own, how to protect what you have, even when stock prices are melting down. Why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Stock event, Tuesday, June 26th through Thursday, the 28th. Reserve your seat now at MyRichDadStock.com or call 800-611-6635. Register now and get a Rich Dad documentary just for attending. Call 800-611-6635 or visit us at MyRichDadStock.com now.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on the new Hunter Fairhaven indoor ceiling fan with remote control, just $99.88. How's that for a breath of fresh savings? People have looked up to Hunter for over 100 years. Now you can look up to one for under $100. Thanks to the exclusive Hunter Fairhaven ceiling fan with remote control, just $99.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I was probably 22, 23 years old when I had my wisdom teeth taken out. And I guess, thank God, to this day, that's the most painful thing I've ever gone through. It was unbelievable. I had four, out of all four taken out at the exact same time. A couple of them were
really impacted.
Yes, yes. And so they had to be surgically removed. You had to go to the oral surgeon. And I remember the...
You didn't get a dry socket, did you? Afterwards?
No, I didn't have the drive.
That's the one. That's the thing. I still have my wisdom teeth.
Well, if they don't hurt you, I mean, so what?
And they don't hurt, but the dentist said you should probably get them taken out. And I said, they don't hurt me.
Yeah, at this point, I would think, why bother?
I don't want to go through that. I hear all these horror stories about what Peon said, dry socket and everything else.
It hurts so bad. And but anyway,
Anyway.
So good. Mm-hmm. So this kid, Peon, found him on YouTube, and they ran videotape. Now, see, I don't have any pictures or anything of me after the. My dad wanted a snap picture because your face balloons up like a chipmunk. And I remember either hiding the cameras or threatening. I'm like, there will be no evidence of this ever happening. But
I have them on my cell phone for when my
face. Yours?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no.
I thought it was funny.
So where'd you find it? Where do you find most of your stuff?
You know, I can't divulge my secrets.
Okay. This was on. I saw this on the front page of Yahoo.
Yes, I think it's become that popular.
That's the source, huh? Well, I thought it was something a little more interesting. All right, so here we've got a young. How old do you think he is? Maybe
My guess 14, 15. He's at home recovering in a recliner,
and he's clearly had medication and pumped full of whatever. And
look at his eyes.
listeners, look at his eyes. Yeah. Everybody, wherever you are,
and this is on our Facebook page later if you want to watch it for yourself.
All right, so here we go. Here's a little bit of the young man clearly intoxicated after having oral surgery.
See, Jack. Yeah. Who's playing?
Czechoslovakia and Russia. How do you
say it? Czechoslovakia?
Yeah, good job.
Watching the soccer game.
Russia?
Russia.
They're bad people, huh?
No, they're not bad.
Do they have big hats?
Sometimes.
Like, remember that guy we saw in the toy store? That black guy?
John Travolta.
Yeah, big hat. I'm not gonna pick him, but I felt so cool.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you want something to eat, Chad?
Yes, please.
Would you like some ice cream?
Well, I think we can get some Panda Express.
I don't think so.
Well, you're the mom, so you know it's
best. Okay, I'll go get you a bowl of ice cream.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you just sleep. If you're tired, you go to sleep, okay?
Okay, but I'm not tired, so I don't want to go to sleep. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
How are you doing today?
Good.
I'm going to have a fire tonight.
If you want to.
Well, I don't want to make it because I think I'm kind of stoned. And so I could probably let it out. My dad went so hard to build it.
He's crying.
It's okay. We can have your dad.
You scared me. You gotta say something before you touch me. Like, say, like, Chad, I'm gonna touch your arm. Okay? Look at my tongue.
Hey, I need that.
Is it not? Who is it?
It's your dad. Say hi to your dad.
Hey, Dad, I love you. I don't know how I'm doing. I'm just crying and watching soccer. Mom will give me Panda. So I have the ice cream, which is really good. Are you going to come home soon to see me? Okay, good. The lady that was really nice to me. Yeah, she gave me an IV and put some of these things in my nose. And guess what? Next thing I knew, I woke up. I guess I'm done. I don't know if I have to go back yet, though. Really? You really think I'm done? Okay, good. Well, you're really smart, and I trust you more than I trust Mom. So, I'm going to believe you. The ball just went out of bounds and the keeper grabbed it. What do you do then? Oh, corner kick. Just kidding. Show me on the TV. Sorry, Dad. Yeah. Russia and Slovakia play. Is that how you say it? A hamburger? No, Mom will be pissed at you. She says I can't eat that stuff. She says I have to have soup and Arizona.
Soup and Arizona?
Yeah, Smoothie King. But if you want, you could give me a Smoothie King. But don't spend lots of money because we need to save our money for the Great Depression. Why are you laughing at me? Was I being funny? I'm not funny. I wish I could be funny one day. One day I'm going to be really funny. And guess what? I'm going to make like $1 million and I could buy you a new house. Because the one that we live in is nice, but I want to get you and Mom a nicer one for when you guys are old. We could put elevators in it for you. How loud does that sound?
Oh my God.
Okay, well, you just keep waiting and I will buy you one. Because the guy that did this, he was so nice, and I think he drives a Corvette. I think so, and the girls that were really pretty. Well, I think so. Oh, that guy just almost made a goal. Oh, they won. They did. They scored. Did you see it? Are you watching it on your computer? Yeah, like 60 of them. Oh, well, good thing I'm recording that for you. It was sweet, Dad. The Russians, not the Czechoslovakians. But we like Russia because they wear the tall hats.
Tall hats.
I'm pretty sure that. Well, that's what Mom told me. And I know that, like, there's a lot of game to be played. Guess what? Who came to our house? Sammy came to our house. Because I think she's in love with me. Yeah, and Mom let her give me a hug. But I couldn't kiss her because I think I have blood on my lips. And then she could get a disease or something.
Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious. I'm sorry if you came in the middle of that. That's a young guy. Does it say where he's from? Is there a story behind that? 14-year-old kid. He went and had his wisdom teeth taken out, and they obviously drugged him up, and that's the after effect there, and hilarious. So if you want to watch that, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AMInThePM.
.com.
Yeah, I almost said a moment there. I was hoping nobody noticed, but
yeah, right.
Not in this room. Not in this room. facebook.com/AMInThePM. And you can check that out. All right, we have to break. We'll be back. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it looking, Tim?
Well, Tina, you're getting some heavy traffic on eastbound 270, midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through, it looks like, 170. And then it's heavy again towards 367. They've cleared an earlier accident there. We also have a stall on the entrance ramp from northbound 170 onto Forest Park Parkway. Looks like westbound 40 is slowing now, approaching Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. You're going to find it heavy some spots out in Chesterfield Valley to the Boone Bridge. And they also cleared that accident westbound 44 at Highway 109. This traffic report brought to you by Pier 1 Imports. Pier 1 Imports, where your backyard goes to get its groove on. Find everything you need from pillows to patio umbrellas to make your place the place to be this summer. Find what speaks to you at Pier 1 Imports. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's summertime and everybody loves to grill. Kat Neville from Feast Magazine, you're here. Do you want a smoker? Do you need a smoker? Is it good to have a smoker?
Well, you want the option. Just having, for example, a gas grill or something like that, you want to be able to have something as versatile as possible. Actually, St. Louis Home Fires is the official St. Louis headquarters of the Big Green Egg, which is one of the most highly rated grills by backyard warriors. So that's definitely a place to check that out.
The Big Green Egg is something everybody loves. You know what St. Louis Home Fires did for me? My barbecue grill is hooked up to the natural gas in my house, so I don't have to go every other weekend to go fill up my propane tank.
That's brilliant. I didn't even know you could do that.
Thank you very much. St. Louis Home Fires on Manchester has 100 different types of rub. What's your favorite type of rub? Ladies and gentlemen, that was meant to be completely innocent.
I don't know what to say to that.
All right, well, what's your favorite type of meat? Be the envy of the neighborhood. Start at St. Louis Home Fires.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me.
normally, just after 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, Joe Hipperson will join us, but today...
Oh, boy, Bill, are you all right?
Hang careful.
On a second. Just give me a minute.
You don't want that nose to run, Bill.
Joe can't be with us today. Why isn't he here?
He's having surgery.
He's having surgery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe right now.
Nothing serious.
Hernia, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it is kind of. So we hope Joe's doing well, and you know, it'd be kind of funny to have Joe on like that kid.
He was telling us last week. He goes, "I'll probably be in recovery at the time." I go, "Well, that's perfect. You should definitely call him."
Try and track him down. So, Joe, hope you're listening. Hope your surgery went well, and we'll chat with you again.
I don't know with Joe what he says when he's normal. I can't imagine what he says. All his inhibitions are down
under the influence.
Woo!
Maybe we'll pre-record it.
We wouldn't have a long enough delay.
If we can air it. I from time to time have shared my dreams with you folks. I have sometimes these really bizarre dreams, and I had another one a couple of days ago, and I made sure to I write them down when they're really kind of bizarre. But I had a dream that I. Got on a bulldozer, one of those, you know, big dead chicken.
Sure.
And I have no idea how I got the keys to the thing, got on the thing, and destroyed my friend's car with it.
Whoa. Is a friend you like?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I have no idea why I would destroy their vehicle, destroyed the crap out of the vehicle, and then there was a chase scene. I don't know about your dreams, but almost all of my dreams, there's always some sort of a chase scene.
Really?
You're running from somebody, running to somebody. A lot of running goes on in my dreams. I'm not sure what that means. I'm sure there's a website somewhere that could tell me
that's all bunk.
What all the running is supposed to be
about.
Did
yours go from the bulldozer and then all of a sudden jump to a whole other scene?
No, and I had to go and confess to somebody, another somebody that I know, that I had used the bulldozer because I wasn't supposed to be using it. Look at me. You don't want me on a bulldozer.
No.
That's true.
And so I had to confess that I had used the bulldozer and that I had gone after my friend's car and totaled their car with it. Very strange. Hmm. Very strange.
Surprised you could see over the, dash.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh.
What?
I'm surprised you could see out the window.
Was there phone books on the bulldozer?
Yes. Yes, there were. Bunch of jerks. Great to have you folks along. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.